In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tonight we'll talk about a very important, I think one of the most important maybe topic we can talk about is true humility. How to be, how to humble yourself, or how I humble myself. And to be honest, like, as we agreed before, when you see me, that means there is no one around to give the topic, so you stuck with me. And when I got to know that I will say this topic, then I was like, wow, I don't know what to say. It's tough. But then I will say, maybe God want me to prepare it so I can learn how to humble myself too. Why it's important, we will know why it's important. But if you remember last week, last Sunday, Gospel was talked about in Matthew 18. We can open Matthew 18 with me. There is incident happened between Jesus and his disciples. The disciples, like and I think that was late, like, after they spent a lot of time with Jesus, they went to Jesus and asked a very weird question. In Matthew 18, from the beginning of that chapter, Matthew 18, 1. We will take this as an introduction to the topic. Like, but they asked Jesus, who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? Who of us, like Peter or John and all of them, like one of us will be the greatest? And Jesus was like, I can't imagine. He's like, what? After all of this, you're asking this question? And he's like, you know, hold on, just slow down a minute. And then he called a child, and he put a child in between all the disciples and told them, it's not about who will be greatest in the whole kingdom of God. It's about who will enter the kingdom of God. If you're asking this question, that means we're not discussing about who will be number one, number two. Well, now we will get back and see who will enter the kingdom of God. And he started to say, if we read, after he called the child and he told them, whoever humble himself as this little child, they will be the greatest in the kingdom of God. But he told them one scary, he said, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of God. So they told them, you are talking about as if now you are in the kingdom of God and you guarantee the kingdom of God. Now it's not. I'm telling you, if you're not be like this little children, you will not enter. So it's very important. One of the church fathers, he said, when we go to heaven, we will find people who are like, they commit a lot of sins because we, like, no one perfect, right? But you will never find one of them like has kind of pride. You will never find the sin in the heaven. And if someone go to hell, he will find a lot of people who have like good virtues, like during this life. Yeah, maybe they have some good stuff they did, but they will never find someone in hell. He is humble. You will never find this. So it's very important. And if you don't have this humility, as God says, you will never enter the kingdom of God. So it's a kind of very important, and why it's important, because like we are all smart, like we don't have, like, you know, you will not have like a kind of pride is like the very clear pride. Because you know what, people will say, like, you know, I don't want to talk to you. The problem with pride is coming like a cancer. Sometimes you have the symptoms of humility. However, it's inside like the sin of pride. It's very complicated. But tonight we want to discuss how we discover if we have this pride or not. Because sometimes we find people like, you know, أخطيت حللني وكذا. But this is a symptom of pride. And maybe you can find someone who sit in the like the last, you know, in the last, and you know what? This is not a sign of humility. It's like, you know, if you dig deep, you might find it's a sign of pride. So it's very important and very, it needs effort. It needs someone to dig deep to figure out. I don't know how I will do that, but I need your help because, to be honest, I will be good in the second part of the hidden pride because that's what I'm good at. But the humility, I need your help to understand how to live the humble life. I want to discuss that like in Philippians chapter 2. Okay, in Philippians chapter 2, we will discuss this. We'll have like a Bible study, and we will know through the Bible study what's humility and what's the hidden pride, and how can we live the life of, like, how to be humble ourselves. Maybe we can start read.
Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
Okay. So this is the first paragraph I'll talk about. He's talking about how to live.
So, first of all, like before we go like that deep, someone can try to tell me what's humility, like the definition of humility. How it's like someone humble himself. What's humility?
I think when you were talking earlier and saying like some people, especially at Coptic churches, they do like the whole, you know, like trying to put others, and it's like, yeah, it could be a false humility. Because I think their version of humility is lowering oneself. But I think true humility is putting others before you, but also recognizing that, you, I mean, like, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. You're not supposed to, like, lower yourself necessarily in a self, like, demeaning kind of way. So, like, I guess ultimately it's putting others before you.
So it's not about lowering yourself. It's putting others before you.
Lowering yourself.
What else?
I think humility is actually understanding the one's true worth. I mean, you're nothing. You're actually, it's God who created you. Whether if you're smart and like a genius, it's God who gave you this. If you're like the most beautiful person ever, it's God who gave you this. You are actually nothing, and nothing that you have is actually owned by you. It's God who has given it to you for a certain purpose, and most probably, and like, always, it's God has given you for a certain purpose to accomplish his goal, which definitely doesn't have to do anything with pride. And also understanding one worth, because the only one who actually, like actually when we become humble, you're not exercising any kind of humbleness. You're actually just understanding your true worth and actually living your life. The only one who actually exercises humility is Jesus himself, who who became who's God and then he became man under the law. Who is the only one who actually humbled himself? But for us, being humble and like understanding that I'm just the same as this guy next to me, or like even the lowest that I see as lowest guy, I think seeing this is seeing nothing by looking at the mirror and saying, okay, that's actually me. I am nothing. It's anything in me is God's given gifts.
That's cool. I think you will see.
I was just gonna say, I think humility is your heart. So like what's behind your heart, what's behind your thoughts and behind your actions. So if you're doing something in for the reason of getting praise, then your heart's not in the right place. Like I think it really goes back to where your heart is at, if that makes any sense.
Okay, cool. Anything else? Okay, so I think you said what I was ready to say. So humility. Sometimes we talk about humility as like, you know, I'm not like, sometimes I think about myself as like, I am, you know what, I'm poor, you know, I don't have a lot of stuff to be proud of. Or you know what, among all these people, like I am the least. So humility, as you said, and as Marcel said, humility is like try to get out of yourself for a bit and think about others. And that what we will discuss here, St. Paul telling us. So it's good to have some idea. We'll have this, you talk about practical ideas, which is very good. We'll talk about it later. How to try to, if you have like the pride problem, how to calm yourself down, you know, slow down. You're not just the dust, you know. But always talk about how can I treat people? Like it's not about me all the time. So here, like St. Paul is telling me, you have the same love, being one accord of one mind. So he's telling us about how to deal with people. And he's like giving us three examples, like same mind, same love, one accord. That's how to do. And what not to do, he's telling us two things, self-ambitious and conceit. What that self-ambitious is? What's self-ambitious? Maybe language-wise, what's self-ambitious? Your own agenda, okay. So it's your own agenda, it's all about me, that's right. I agree with you, it's all about me. What should I do? My career, you know, my service. I don't care about any, it's all about me. That's self-ambitious. And what's conceited? He's telling us not with self-ambitious, not with self-ambitious as not with conceit. What's conceit? What's the difference? It means I am always right. Like I never wrong. Like my ideas are the right ones. I'm always right. So, and he's telling us it's doing with loneliness of mind. So let's get back 1 minute and say like talk about church fathers start to talk about humility. And they start to say humility is the only way you can defeat Satan. The only way. Like one of the stories is still like Saint Macarius. Satan appeared to him, okay, and told him, and Saint Macarius asked him, okay, how can I defeat you? He's like, you know, if you're fasting, I never eat. So don't be proud of yourself if you're fasting. I never eat. If you strive like and you stay late praying, I never sleep. So don't think you're doing something. I never sleep. the only thing that that defeat me is humility, is to be humble. That's how we, this is the only way to go to the heaven. So it's very important because this is how to defeat. Number two, it's important because it attracts the attention of God to you, attract the grace of God to you. Because you're not anymore talking about yourself. Here again, you're talking about others. We share the same love, we share the same mind, one accord, and not only that. Let each of you look out not only of this own interest. So I'm not talking about my own interest anymore. I'm talking about other interests. What does it mean? So I should, like, I don't care about myself, or like, what does it mean? I don't look up my own interest only. What do you think about that? Is it applicable? Is it does it the opposite to all what we have been taught in the school and home? Like, you should be proud of yourself. You have the right. You know, you have to fight your right and you have to do whatever. It's all about you. So how can we apply, I'm not only looking about my interest, other interests?
Same time, I feel like you have to find that balance, right? Like, you still do have to take care of yourself, but I don't think the first thing that should come to your mind is you. I think also kids, when there's kids involved, it's not about you anymore.
So, especially in the relationship, of course in marriage and relationship, most of the relationship, like, you know, destroyed because of all about me, is not all about others. In James 3:16, there is one a statement very, like, it's very dangerous. It's saying that it says God resist the proud. Do you God resists the proud, and that's very important, because God hates ego. Like, let's think about the first sin ever in everything. What's the first sin ever? The pride from Satan. That's number one, Satan. When he said, my throne will be above God's throne. And then God take the grace out of him. And he became from angel to devil. And even Eve. The problem with Eve, like, Satan told them, you will be like God. So again, the pride was the problem. The pride was like, God, take out the grace out of these people. And then they became... So God resists. God doesn't like. God hates pride. So here, St. Paul is like talking about, let each of you look not on only his own interest, but also for interest of others. Let's talk about practically speaking. Sometimes, like looking at some people's interest, other people's interest, it doesn't cost you a lot. Like smiling to people, even who don't know you, like even if you don't know them, and it, like, you know, in your way. Talking about only you, as you said, it's like you're not like it's a kind of like it's all the whole world about me. Here, if you continue the second chapter, the second paragraph. It will talk about a very interesting point. Someone, maybe Martel, or the second paragraph.
Because that would explain a lot. Verse 5.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men.
He's getting us to another point. To be humble. telling us, be have the same mind as God. As you said, Mark, it's not it like the first one, who the only one who's really humble himself. He was in the glory and he humbled himself to be a man, is Jesus Christ. But look at, try to dig deep a little bit in the life of Jesus Christ. First of all, the idea of becoming man, that's like kind of humbling himself. But not only this. He decided to be a man. Okay, so he left the glory and the throne and the heaven, and he became man. When he became man, he chose what? An area in the like in the world is not like the most pleasant or the most kind of famous. He could be in Rome, right? And at that will serve even the message. Like if Jesus Christ came in Rome, it would be faster. You know, his message would go faster and he would be most popular, whatever. He didn't. He could come to Egypt, you know. They will write the history and everything will be like, but he didn't. He came to the Middle East in Palestine. And then it's not only this in Israel. He went to a city. It's well known that this city, like no one good coming out of the city. Like he chose something like God, like, okay, come to, you know, Jerusalem. And it makes sense because, you know, the temple is Jerusalem. So it makes sense. You're the king, come from Jerusalem. No, he came to a city like, you know, when someone is like, yo, you're from Nazareth. No, this is not, it's not good. It doesn't look good. And out of this, when he has been born, he born in where? No. Where in the city? Like in manger. So even then, God, like, come on. You know, of course, if we go to a farm, if you go to any farm and you smell, like, it's disgusting. You know, it smells bad. It smells bad. Why do you do that? Because I'm coming, not you smell, like the farm. Okay, because I'm coming, I'm trying to see, like, humble. I'm humbling myself. And when God meet with his disciple at the last meeting in the last time, he wanna leave something for them. So what did he do? He washed their feet. And we can see, like, we can, and watch Abuna washing our clean feet, and we clean it at home first, so Abuna will not have tough time in smell kada haget. But in the disciples, it wasn't the case. Imagine. There was no like كده حاجات roads كده معمولة ولا ما فيش الكلام ده. It was dust, and they're like sweating and dust. It was like kind of, you know, their feet was like really bad. You know, you can say that it's like too much. You know, you can imagine, like there is no shoes. There was like kind of sandals, and you know, and they're the whole day was like, and coming just like he was washing the feet. Because when we say washing feet, we can't imagine how bad the feet was, you know. So he was washing. He didn't feel any problem doing that. He was humble. And of course, at the end, he left himself, like, you know, his face was like spitting on his face, and, you know, like all this humility. The mind of Jesus Christ, try to imagine. This is our God. He didn't have a place to sleep at night. Like one time, one guy called Jesus, like, I want to follow you, but be careful. I don't know where I sleep today. Like, what do you mean? You're saying you're God. Yeah, but I have no place. This is, St. Paul is telling us, have the same mind of Christ. This was the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is coming from humbling more and more and more and more unto death. Humbling himself unto death. So he's saying that therefore he and became obedient to the point of death. Okay, so we're talking about same mind, same is not all about me. And if you're, as we said, I'll discuss that, like, try to someone said, because I think C.S. Lewis, he said that humility is not to think about yourself less. This is not the point. It's thinking less about yourself. Try to stop thinking about yourself too much. And of course, if you can see that in the middle of pride is what? The letter in the middle of pride is I. Right? Spelling P-R-I. No, humility in the end. Really? But in, at the end, maybe. Thank you, Mark. But I mean, in the middle of sin. No, but the second letter is you. Yeah. I didn't prepare that, just came to my mind. Thank you, Mark. But I mean, is not thinking about yourself less, is trying to get out of thinking yourself to about thinking about others. Thinking less about yourself. So let's be practical, and we'll try to... and the second thing was like, I am always right, I'm always right. But let's be practical, كده, وناخد شوية كده training about... Let's have some ideas to help us. And maybe before we go there, what's the hidden pride? Because we talk about, sometimes I feel like, you know, I don't feel I have pride. I'm humble by nature, you know, because I have nothing, you know, I feel I'm the least one among the group. I feel humility is a part of me. It's part of me. I don't have to, yani, making effort to be humbled. So there is a hidden pride. And a spiritual life, it's the same like physical life. Like if you go to the doctor, and the doctor is like, you know, you have a disease inside you. In this disease, there is symptoms, right? So sometimes we have symptoms and we try to treat symptomatic treatment, but still the problem is inside. I don't touch it. So how can I know the hidden pride? Like, let's discuss with, like, can someone talk, like anyone, if you can tell me one of the symptoms of hidden pride. Because sometimes hidden pride, it's not very easy to discover. So if you can think about something, you know, that might be hidden pride. Maybe what?
Could be someone who knows he's not that good, so he doesn't know stuff. And he actually doesn't contribute in anything out of the fear that people will criticize him that he knows nothing. And I think that would be pride. It's like, I don't want to look bad, even though you are bad, but you don't want to look not bad. Yeah, you're probably not interested in what we're discussing, but we're just like going to take a side because you don't want people to.
So I'm taking the last seat, not because of anything, but because of if I talk, everybody will know like I have nothing to say. So I feel like people would judge me. You know what? I'm humble, so I will not talk. Maybe this is not a kind of humility. It's a kind of pride. Because I feel like, you know, I will not take this judgment. I don't want to look bad. I feel I will keep my image good by silence. You know, okay. What else?
I also think one sign of pride could be if you think that you are, I wouldn't say bad, but like you lack whatever skills in the current context, or like whatever in general. You don't believe that it's God who completes you. You don't believe that it's God who gives you stuff. So you kind of like, if you think of yourself as humble by nature, not because you humble yourself, but because you're just born low class and you're just dumb, like just like by nature. And that's why you think of yourself, you think that makes you humble. I think that's wrong, because now you're saying it's not, like you don't believe that God who has gifted you enough talents. Like he gives someone 5 talents, someone 10, someone 5, someone 1. You should be just thankful for what you have, and I wouldn't say be proud, but take pride, not take pride, but like use what God has given you in whatever context you're in. But thinking that you're bad if you think it's a humbleness, I don't think so. It's actually thinking, you're telling God, like, you didn't do a good job in me. And that would be a sign of pride. You think it better than God. Well, you think that God didn't create you well. So I think, yeah. See how it's connected.
So you're blaming God of didn't give you enough, like, talents or skills, right?
That's acknowledge what God has given you.
Okay, you're not acknowledged. Okay.
I think maybe sometimes humility is like, is if it's like on the surface, but like deep down, like there's an agenda, and like there's a lot of pride in that, and it's really like sneaky, but like it happens, especially in like the workplace. I'll give you an example. Somebody like if I see it in celebrities more, to be honest with you, I know it's like, it's kind of random, but when you look at somebody like Donald Trump, like he's very like loud and like obnoxious, but he's honest in his pride, which is not good, but it's still better than someone who's really like quiet about their pride. Like, but like, I'll give you an example. Okay, go. There's one politician, his name is Ted Cruz, and like I really don't like him, and the reason I don't like him is because I feel like he's got a lot of, like, he's a really smart guy, but you kind of see past the false humility that he sends off when he's giving people like a really like out of place compliment, or if he, and when you compare him to Donald Trump, for example, like you could see Donald Trump's just like, what you see is what you get. He has no, like, he has no false humility.
Reason I think it's worse is because I feel like somebody who comes out and says, yes, I have pride and it's just who I am, I think they've accepted that that's how they are and they're not willing to change that yet. However, somebody who's still hiding it, I think they still have it in their mind that I have an issue, if that makes any sense. But someone who comes out and says, yeah, I'm stubborn and I know it, but whatever, that's just how I am. I don't think they have any shame of it, so they convince themselves that it's okay. Whereas someone who's like knows that they're stubborn on the inside, and someone tells them you're stubborn, and they kind of get defensive, they know that they have an issue at hand. Whereas this person is totally okay with their issue, and is like, whatever, it's fine.
So a journalist once asked Zlatan Ibrahimovic. He asked him, and he's like one of the best soccer players in the world, and he's like really amazing. He gets paid like millions of dollars a week, so like he's set. Yeah, and he's very tall. Whatever. Okay. And a journalist asked him, "What did you get your wife for her birthday?" And he said, I didn't get her anything. She already has me. And like, I thought it was funny, and I thought it was like, I was like, okay, like he's very comfortable with his confidence and maybe a little bit overconfidence. But like another player, his name is Lionel Messi. He's also one of the best players in the world. And like he pretends like he's like really polite and humble and this and that, and you find out that he's been evading his taxes for the past 20 years. So
so I think we just got to know, like, supporting Real Madrid and Trump. So, like, to just... okay.
okay. So, again, like, hidden pride, it's something really very dangerous. It's very dangerous. It's even more dangerous than obvious pride. Because obvious pride, if, like, we we're all smart about it. Because, you know, some people will point me, like, you know, this guy, like... But let's say, like, away from Trump and Messi, because, anyways, let's talk about us. In a practically speaking, sometimes, people, like, I'll talk about myself. I mean, I want to say something. No, no.
just had a question, like a quick question, like going off some of the discussion points that were said. To what extent, like, where is the line between confidence and pride? To what extent can you say that this is someone who's being confident or this is someone who's being prideful?
That's a good question. So, like, shouldn't I be like confident? Should I say like I'm like you know I'm nothing? Who will draw the line? Like, where is the fine line?
Pride is saying I'm confident that I could do it.
But that's a good thing.
But it's not putting you saying I could do it. It's saying that, like, no, it's just saying that it could happen. Like, you know what I mean? No? Let me rephrase this. Let me rephrase this with the mic this time.
Okay. So. So as John, I think John answered your question, right? No. So the, like, as Mina said, it's a very important question. Like, you know, we will talk now about some ideas, and one of the ideas is to feel like I'm nothing, you know. But where is the confidence? Where is that goes with, like, St. Paul, like, I can do everything, but there is some end, you know, in Jesus Christ. So I am confident in Jesus Christ. As Mark said, like, whatever, if I'm smart, because Jesus gave it to me. I'm handsome, because Jesus gave it to me. I have, like, good career because Jesus gave it to me. It's not me. I am confident in Him. I have everything in Him. I can do everything in Him. So I am confident because I am the Son of God, not because I am Amir or I am the greatest whatever happened. So let's talk about someone who loves praise, okay? Like, when I hear the praise, I feel like, yes, more, you know? But I will not ask for it. It will be like, you know, I love to listen to it. I love to hear it. I love people to just say my name in a good way. But you know what? After I finish my talk, I was like, how was it? So I'm expecting you will say, of course it's not that good, but I'm expecting you will say, you know what? You give me information and you were like, it was like, yeah, what else? Yeah, God bless you, and you can. So I love. So it could be, this is symptoms. When I have the symptoms, when I feel like I love people to praise me, be careful. You might have the hidden pride, and you not notice, because maybe you feel bad for yourself sometimes. You feel, I have nothing, but inside you, when you feel like you love praise, like, you know what? Be careful. There is something to pay attention. Comparison. You know, I compare myself with Martel, you know. Oh, look at his, you know, he's go to gym, and he goes to gym and he's playing soccer very good, and, you know. When I compare myself to others, and I feel, you know, I do that because I'm sure, like, he is better than me. So I am humble. No, you're not. When you compare yourself with people, be careful. This is symptoms of hidden pride. Comparison. Because you feel like, you know what? Jealousy is a symptom of pride. We will talk about that. I'll talk about that. Yeah, I'm acting like humble, so people will show me, people will point me as like, you know, this is humble. Like sometimes, you know, I was like, it's not me, it's all about God, you know, and I'm nothing. And every time it's like, I'm nothing. So it's like, you know, yeah, this guy is like a really humble person. And when I hear that, I was like, say more, what else? Yeah, and he never mentioned his name.
That's what actually St. John Climacus is saying. Is like, he was like, when he's proud and he goes to humbleness, it doesn't satisfy him, because once he goes to humbleness, people are thinking that he's humbleness, so now he can't actually act in humbleness. So like, you go in an infinite loop. Yes, it's like a recursive circular loop.
But I mean, the key is, you will love to hear that this guy is humble.
Play it devil's advocate for a second. Doesn't everybody need? Anyways, doesn't everybody need praise to a certain point in life? Like in school, for example, as a teacher, you tell the kids, like, you praise them. If they did something right, you praise them for it, and the kids are looking for that. Like, they'll do something to get that praise. It's kind of what we're taught to do. So how do you kind of draw the line?
Okay, someone has answer. So it's not only kids. Like, we need to encourage each other, right? Sometimes we need to encourage each other. But we're, again.
My only answer of this, I think it's natural that everybody likes to be praised and everybody would like it, but I think it goes back to what Mark said from the beginning, is we have to understand that this praise is not for me, but it's towards God. So bring it always back to God. Like, it's not me who's doing this, but God. So if someone praises you, then give thanks to God, acknowledging that God gave you this gift and not you yourself who brought it up.
I agree. Can't add anything more. Did answer the question?
So are you just not supposed to feel good about yourself?
Again. Okay, you feel good about yourself, but let's get back. Like, you want to feel good about yourself, which is sometimes we feel about. But is it really you? Like, you, like, about maybe your achievement in your career, right? Sometimes you have something good in your job, right? Or like, sure, you should feel proud. But at least when you feel proud of yourself, related that to God. It's not me. I am nothing without you. We were saying that in the song. I don't. What else? Okay. Oh, you're okay. Another symptoms of hidden pride. You highlight all mistakes of others. Okay, you highlight the mistakes of other people. You highlight it, right? So that means what? Like, sometimes, you know, I will not say anything about me. But when you say something about Mina, I was like, yeah, he's good, but. And after but, a list of his weaknesses. You know, I saw him one time. I'm not saying he's bad. He's not bad. He's a very good person. But I saw him one time, يعني كده بيعمل كلمة. And I saw him in this place at certain. And you know what? He was doing this. I'm not saying he's bad. Again, I have to, يعني he's a good person. But you know, be careful. So the end result of it is, like Mina is, yani.
Just a question. So when should you, as a Christian, judge bad behavior? Because we're not called to like judge one another, but we're still called to judge evil. So when is that? I mean, with the whole humility thing, when is that appropriate to start taking those steps?
Anyone?
I think St. James epistle, he says, you should exhort what's wrong. So it depends on why are you actually judging or criticizing. And if it's like out of love, then you're doing it right. Then it's like, yo, Mina, you shouldn't sing the hymn this well, whatever. Like something like that is like, Mina, it depends on what's actually the internal intentions, like, because I love you and you're a good person, and I know you're good, and if you just have this thing, if you fix it, you'll be good. But if it's out of like criticism and it just makes you feel bad and you're like, you're low and because I don't like you, that's I think that's the bad part. Then I should mind my own business and my own thing in my eye. But if it's more because actually out of love, just like how the parents are like reprimand their kids, like don't do this. It's not like they're judging and they're like breaking the laws. No, you're actually making someone get better. I think it all depends on the intention. Even like getting praise and feeling good about yourself, I think like also it's all about the intention and what it boils down to. Even like if you're good, you always listen to praises. Like people praise you because you're good. Khalas, okay. Yani. But it depends on how you're taking it. Also, again, yeah, I can feel good about myself. I can understand, okay, that's a good point I can work on and probably still maintain it and be good. But attribute everything to him, like up there. But not for me because I'm awesome, but because God, and just give him attribute, like, give him back his attribution.
Also, like, if you, like, your question is, like, if you see Amir, like, doing something wrong, at what extent you're trying to fix it, or at what extent you're trying to say, right? It's all about what's your intentions, number one. Is it about, because you see Amir is bad, and he was trying to highlight his mistakes, his sins, or it's about love? You know what, I'm worried about you. You come like one-to-one, you know, Amir, we're friends, and you know, I noticed you do something because I really love you. I feel worried about you. So it's about your intention. What's your intention here? However, the church and the old history of the church, and even St. John, is like, if it comes to the doctrine and dogma, no, there is nothing like that. I will highlight it, label, like even St. Paul is like, label him. Why? Because there is no joke in this. It's not about judgment anymore. It's about your dogma and your doctrine.
Comment. I feel like a lot of times when, like if I look within myself, like the moments that I have the highest ego is like you can automatically relate it to the most pride. So I'll have a hard time forgiving someone, I'll have a hard time admitting I was wrong. But like if you're humble, then you just you look at the opposite of each one, like you're quick to solve a problem that you have with somebody, which takes, it honestly takes so much courage and gadana that like other people, they might, the other person will see how like you're putting yourself in a vulnerable situation and they'll respect it and they might even match that vulnerability and their pride might lower too. And I think maybe if you look at pride as like something to do with ego, it's very beneficial for
some other non-verbal hidden pride. Like, you know, again, someone is talking about Mark. You know, Mark is very good deacon, and you know, he's like, and I don't want to say anything because I don't want to show my pride. I don't want to show my, you know, he's talking about someone else. He's better than me. So I was like, yeah, yeah, you're right. You know, I have a smile. Left at the, kida. Okay, thank you. Oh. So it's, thank you. So this is smile of like, you know, it's not, okay. So it's like, you know, when someone talk about, so the silence of like, you know, it's not silence, the smile, it's like, yeah, Mark, he's good. Okay. You know, and you don't have to say anything else. You don't have to say anything else because your smile said a lot. Yani khalas, this mark is like gone. So this is symptoms of pride. Again, no one better than me. If you're talking about someone better than me, I will destroy him. Okay? talking about my service again, you know, our youth, like, really spiritually, you know, because in the youth group, we build them really strong. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about, you know, kid. And it's like, yeah, wow, you're in church. You're a good servant. You're doing whatever. And it's like, yeah, but I'm not talking about myself. So I love praise, but I'm not talking about it. It just, I'm trying to. So it's all about head. Sometimes, like, we will see at the end, we're almost finished, but I will see, like, one of the signs of humility is, like, talk less or silent. But be careful. Some silence is like a symptom of hidden pride. How can it be that? You know, I will keep silent because these people, they're not on my level. I don't want to share my thoughts with them, you know. These people, like, they're not worthy, yeah. They're not worthy talking to them. So you feel like this guy is silent. And you feel like, you know, this guy, you know, he didn't say anything. And when you ask, it's like, yeah, what are you talking about? Who's this? You know, so it's a kind of silence. One of the church fathers said there is daughters of pride. The pride got daughters. The daughters of pride is judgment. I judge. Like my eyes go to anything wrong. Like I notice anything. I judge people. I mean angry. Being angry is a sign of hidden pride. How? How being angry is a sign of hidden pride? I don't accept. Like, I'm not easy. You know, I'm not easy to be satisfied. Like, I'm angry too much because, you know, like, everything is, like, around me is not in my expectation or my level, whatever. So I'm angry all the time. I'm angry at work, I'm in church, from the service, and from these people who's coming late all the time. I'm angry, you know. I'm angry, but I'm humble. No, be careful. It might be hidden pride. Complaining. I'm too much complain. Complain about anything, you know. When I come to the meeting, I complain about whatever happened. People talk to each other, like, you know, this guy who didn't mention, and the pizza wasn't so good. So if you complain about pizza, that means, yeah, we have pizza downstairs. You know, complaining too much. If you're complaining too much, be careful, that might be a hidden pride. And feeling jealous. John? Feeling jealous. Jealous is one of the daughters of pride as well. You mentioned jealous before, right? To be jealous. No, you didn't? Okay. So that's all about, that's the symptoms of hidden pride. Let's have some ideas. Let's discuss some ideas to calm ourselves down. First of all, thinking I'm humble or not, it comes from the mind. If your mind and fikada some ideas, yani you're busy with ideas, you might feel a little bit humble. Number one, as Mark said, I am dust. Like, from the beginning, God created me from what? From dust. And we'll end up with dust. So let's have this kind of train ourselves. Whenever you see dust, remember, one day I will be dust. So it doesn't worth it. It doesn't worth it to have pride. It doesn't worth it to be proud of anything. Because I am from dust, and I'll be end with dust. And dust, yani, ma fish kada use kteer. I know this is opposite to all what we have been taught in Canada, at least. But this is God's way. This is the mind of Jesus Christ. This is how he used to do in his life. Number two, one of the other ideas, I always sin. I have a lot of sins. And what God covered my sin. God covered my sin. If God, يعني كده فضحني, no one will say even hi to me. No one even will know me, because, you know, and I can say that about myself. I can say that very clear. Like, لو God كده يعني قرر يفضحني, no one will even talk to me. So when you try to judge people, remember, I always do sin a lot of time. So if God cover me, you cover also the sin for other people. Again, as Mark said, God gave me a lot. So be thankful at least, you know. God gave me a lot. I have a lot. Even if I have lacking of stuff, some skills, whatever, but he already gave me a lot. So, again, another idea. Another idea is, again, about the confidence of it. Whatever, any good thing in me, because of God. It's not me. Like, if I have a good memory, it's not, I didn't do anything, you know. God gave me good memory. If I'm thinking too much, like really good thinker, like because God. If I'm writer, because God gave me the skills. I didn't do anything for it. And last thing we'll do, like what to do. If I discover I have hidden pride, what to do? Number one, again, all the time put two things in front of you. Your sins, like I put my sins, and the Christ. And when I do that, I will do a lot of stuff. Number one, obedience. Obedience is number one to break any kind of pride. It's not obedience to God only, to evil people around me. Sometimes it needs a lot of work though, because if you're obedient to something you're not convinced with, but you say harder, it takes your pride down, for sure. But it needs a lot of work. Does it make any sense? So obedience, all the church fathers talk about obedience. Obedience breaks the pride. You're not actually doing anything, right? You're obedient to yourself, right? To your ideas. Always say, I'm sorry. And this is really hard. I know. It's really hard to say, I'm sorry. I'm talking about myself again. I am wrong. I was wrong, or I am wrong. Try to train yourself on this. I am sorry. You know, when you have discussion and someone confront you, is like, okay, I'm sorry. But not I'm sorry because, you know, yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No. When Jesus said, it's not about it. I'm sorry because I hurt you. I'm sorry because I mentioned something I should not say it. I'm sorry because. And you always try to make it, I'm sorry because what? So it will be sincere. It's not because I'm sorry. Yalla khalas, yeah. When you forgive someone again, always forgive. But forgive also because. Not forgive because, خلاص بقى, I forgive, خلاص. No, Jesus, when he's forgive, like, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. It's like there is a because after that. And again, for about the talking, try to talk last and least. And this is also among like Egyptian is not easy, right? So talking, I feel like I want to jump in the conversation, you know? When you start talk, I was like, one minute. I don't want you to finish your idea because why you're doing that? Because you're wrong. Just wait. Relax. Wait. Talk at least the last one and talk least. Try to be silent, but again, not the silent of pride. Not because of silent, because you know what? You even don't, what you're saying doesn't work in a rod dalik. No. So again and again and again, humility, and as Mark said, it's like when you feel like I am humble, again, this is a kind of pride because humility comes like, you know, I feel like I'm nothing, so I should be humble anyway. It's not because I'm try to lower myself. You know, I should be humble that because that means you still have the pride. I'm not sure. I think we're done. Any questions? Any comments? Sorry?